world and the college baseball dailies, coaches across the country program, from fall ball until the last out of Omaha, will interview coaches from every conference in college baseball. I'm your host for today, Nolan Alexander. Today we have the pleasure of being joined by Florida International University head coach Turtle Thomas. Coach, you were hired in June of 2007, so this upcoming spring will be your fifth year in the program. The past 2 years, the teams have made the NCAA tournament. It's been a short turnaround to make FIU a winning baseball team, including the biggest turnaround in school history, a 14-win increase from 2008 to 2009. What have been some of the key reasons for the team's success over the last couple of years?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we've got a really good coaching staff. We've got Frank Domus as our chief recruiter, who's been with us the last several years. He's really good about local recruiting here in Dade and Broward County. Drew French is a really good pitching coach from the University of Alabama, been there 4 years and came over to us in August. And so we feel like we've got a really good coaching staff. And we've just been, probably the biggest thing is I think we've increased our talent level quite a bit since when we started out, you know, really 5 years ago.
Talk about last season for the Golden Panthers. 40 wins overall and 20 victories in the Sun Belt. What are some things you want to build off of entering the 2012 campaign?
Well, we started pretty fast last year. We were 11-2 going into our five-game, eight-day trip to Texas and Rice on a Wednesday, Texas A&M over the weekend, and then Baylor on a Tuesday. And we only ended up 1-4 on that trip, but really we played very well all five games and was really pleased. And I think our guys saw that they could compete pretty well with a lot of good teams in the country. And then, you know, toward the end of the year, we had an unbeaten streak of 18 games in a row, 16 wins in a row, a tie ball game, and then another win. And I think that ended up being the longest winning streak of the country and for the 2011 baseball season. But, you know, we're just looking to keep building on this, keep our talent level up, and playing some really good people. Like, we opened up with Rice this year at their place for three, and then we followed up the next weekend at Florida State and later go to Tennessee to play. So we're playing a very strong schedule, and of course the Sun Belt is a really good baseball conference, and a lot of good teams returning lots of players this year.
It should be a great season up ahead, and you guys have started to prepare for it with fall practice already taking place down at FIU. And entering fall practice, what were the goals for this team to accomplish by the end of the period, and how effectively did the team achieve its goals?
Well, you know, we lost some of our bullpen from last year. That was one of the main things that really propelled us to have a good solid season last year. And we've been looking really to replace those four main guys in the bullpen, and that's kind of what we've been looking at. And junior college transfer Mike Gomez has come in. It looks like he's going to be the closer. Eddie Peterman, who had transferred a year previous to that and was ineligible during the 2011 season, having to sit out that year, he's looking to be like the eighth inning guy. DJ Swatson, a left-hander who had been with us the year before in 2011, got 20 appearances last year. I think he's settled in and is going to do a lot of good pitching for us as well. And then Albert Cardenas is coming off a redshirt year due to an arm injury. Looks like he's really propelling himself into those top four in the bullpen. So the bullpen was one of the biggest things that we needed to improve upon. You know, we've got a couple of freshmen, Aramis Garcia, a catcher drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, and Julius Gaines, a shortstop drafted by the Boston Red Sox, should fit into those two starting spots in pretty key places, you know, in the batting order and on the team. And then we got a couple of real good junior college guys, Adam Kirsch, who will either play first, third, or DH for us from North Central Community College over in Texas. And then Nate Burns, who had a really good year last year at Howard Junior College over in Texas as well. He probably is set to play right field.
That's a lot of names out there, Coach, and you talked at first about the bullpen, a big spot this year for the Golden Panthers, and you mentioned a few names there. You've got to replace a guy like Brian Garcia, who led the team with saves last year. He's on to the pros. And with the guys you mentioned, what are some specific things you want them to work on and improve in the offseason so they're ready to rock and roll come February?
You know, it's just making sure they keep their arms in good shape here during the winter time. We're about ready to finish up our individual work here at the end of this current week, and then they'll have off until January the 9th when it's the first day of classes for our spring semester. But if they'll just keep their arm in shape and keep, you know, throwing good bullpens, they all made very good strides in this, you know, this fall season. So if they'll do that, you know, I think we got a chance to, you know, be able to close some games out, because that was absolutely a big key for our program last year, because we literally had four guys down there that could really do a good job and had fantastic years for us.
Moving over to the offensive side, you returned Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year Pablo Bermudez, the leading hitter for the team last year, and found a way to get on base very frequently. What does his production mean to your lineup?
Well, it's a lot, because, you know, for 3 years now, Pablo has been our leadoff hitter, and he's very comfortable in that role. And, you know, he's a very consistent guy, gets on base a lot, and, you know, swings the bat, can, you know, get some walks and has a good eye at the plate, doesn't swing at too many bad pitches. So it means a lot, because, you know, we've got a pretty nice returning group of hitters with Mike Martinez, first base DH, Rudy Flores, he's the first base DH, David Vasquez, who, you know, plays some second base, maybe some left field as well. Jabari Henry coming off a very good summer. He was the Sun Belt player or freshman player of the year 2 years ago, and he had a pretty tough injury and didn't really recover from it that well his sophomore year, and then turned around in the Cape Cod League and made the All-Star team up there. So he's another guy in the middle of the batting order that can knock some guys in. And, you know, people like T.J. Shantz, second base from Cherry Creek, Colorado, in his third year with us, he'll probably hit the number two spot in the order. Pablo will be in the number one spot, and then you've got that three or four guys after them have a chance to knock in some runs and score some runs for us.
You mentioned Jabari. Do you think he would be your surprise player of the fall? Was there somebody else that maybe jumped out of you that you weren't expecting to come back and have a great fall practice?
Well, you know, I think that Jabari was, once he got through last year and he had some struggles, he struck out too much, swung and missed a little bit too much, and he had a really bad high ankle sprain at the end of his freshman year and missed the whole summer, missed most of the fall, and that really set him back, because, you know, everybody knows after your freshman year, when you kind of got your feet on the ground and you understand about college baseball, that's a time really to make progress as a player. With him having to sit at home and rehab all summer, it really took set him back some. So I think he's back better than ever. So he would be, I don't know that he would be listed as a surprise player, but it's kind of a pleasant deal that, you know, he's back in there and doing well for us. But, you know, I think most of the returning guys have had good falls, and I think they're prepared to have a good spring season.
You've had guys that returned from playing last year and the year before, a bunch of players on the team. Who has pro potential to be taken in this year's draft or possibly the next year's MLB draft?
Well, I think, you know, Pablo is a guy. Pablo Bermudez there in center field, and Pablo's got a little bit bigger, stronger. He's become faster, and he was kind of a tweener by pro baseball standards. He's like a 6'7 guy. I think he's more like 6'6 now, and he's getting more of that speed for center field you're looking for. He wasn't a big bruiser, you know, probably 190, 195, but not a guy that was going to hit a bunch of home runs, but he's worked pretty diligently in the weight room. So I think he's gotten faster, and I think he's gotten a little bit stronger to be able to improve, you know, the stolen base, you know, numbers and the home run doubles numbers and everything. Jabari Henry certainly will be a drafted player in left field. He's one of those guys that can go get him in the outfield. He's got a good arm, and he's got probably our best bat speed. He led us in home runs as a freshman, our left-handed batter is also a junior, just like Jabari. He had a great scout day the other day. He had a three-run double, got another double, another single, and the fourth at bat, he hit the ball very hard. Plus, he got a nice base hit off a left-handed pitcher, left on left, so he showed his capability. He's been working a lot at third base, so I think that would up his draft stock versus maybe being a first baseman. Not as many first basemen drafted, I would say. So left-handed third baseman, pretty good thing for the draft right there. So I think those are some of the main priority guys, along with Mike Martinez, who second in the conference in home runs at 15 last year. Those are probably the most likely guys to be drafted this year.
Well, the guys that certainly help with that development is your coaching staff, which you have given praise for. This year, you have a new addition in Drew French, who comes over from Alabama to be your pitching coach. What does he bring to this team?
Well, he's an SEC pitching coach, and we all know the SEC is year in and year out, the number one RPI conference in the country. And, when you talk about winning national championships just like they do in football, the SEC is always there with the ability to do that because there's such good players and such good coaches in the SEC. And having that experience being there 4 years at Alabama, he does bring, even though he's a fairly young guy, he brings, a good amount of coaching talent, coaching ability, a very cerebral guy when it comes to understanding the game of baseball. And I think he has a very good knack for calling the game, too, which, you can see a lot of good pitching coaches out there, but some of them don't have the knack for calling the game. And I think Drew does have that ability to do that.
Another assistant, Frank Domus, who you mentioned, is your recruiting coordinator. With the University of Miami neighboring FIU, what does your staff try to do to keep some of the top talent in South Florida home near FIU, where there's two successful baseball programs and other schools that recruit that talent-rich region?
Well, it's not just us in Miami down here. As Florida comes down here a great deal. Florida State comes down here a great deal. As long as, Central Florida does, South Florida does, there's a lot of teams that are picking and choosing amongst a plethora of talent down here in the Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County, and sometimes down even in Moreau County, down in the Keys. And, there are a lot of good players in this area. And what we're trying to do is just sell them on staying close to home. We've developed, a pretty good baseball program. We've gone from 20 wins the first year to 40 wins this fourth year. We're developing the facilities of our program real well. We've got a brand new $611,000 video scoreboard on the field. We're getting ready to put a hitter's eye in center field. We've got the architectural plans for, renovating the whole downstairs in our baseball stadium, from training room, equipment room, players' locker room, coaches' locker room, putting a visiting locker room down there. So we've got all the plans to do that. So things have progressed along the way, and Coach Frank Domus has done a great job recruiting South Florida. He knows the coaches. He knows the players very, very well.
With those facilities, you've about sold me, Coach. With the players you recruit here, what are you looking for in a makeup of a future Golden Panther? What traits and tools do you want your players to possess?
There's three things that we always look for. Number one, is this a good person, a good kid? I mean, we try to do our background information, trying to make sure this guy has the right work ethic, on and off the field. He's a team type of guy, and that sort. So we're looking for those intangibles as being a good person. Obviously, just like all of us, we look for good students, and we've had a great recruiting class this year that came in. Several of them are having a 4.0 GPA right now, and a lot of guys are doing real, real well academically. That's another big thing, because problems off the field from academics and things like that can definitely affect, kind of how they do on the field. And, of course, the talent level that they have, whether it be pitching, whether it be position players, you're just looking for certain skills and abilities that that make them successful in a good Division I program.
And off the field, like you just said, your players have excelled in the classroom, and it started early. In your first semester as head coach, the team achieved a combined GPA of 3.04. That's continued with the team's highest multi-year and single-year APR scores they were achieved this past season. How much importance do you weigh on your players when it comes to excelling in the classroom?
You know, every day when we talk to them, you know, at the end of practice and stuff, we have a little meeting there, really on the mound or in the dugout. We stress the academic part of it so much. I mean, we explain what APR means to them and the 4 points that each young man can get during the course of a year. You know, we're very strict in going to, you know, study hall. If one person on the team misses a minute of study hall for the previous week, I mean, the whole team running the next morning at 5:30 misses a class that week. Yeah, you can't check on every single class or every single person, but if we detect that somebody misses a class, same thing, everybody running the next morning. And after that happens 3 or 4 times, you know, they kind of get the idea about what we're trying to do. But we're pretty strict in what we're doing academically and, you know, checking grades and checking class attendance and things like that constantly. And, you know, we're kind of like
we promise their parents that we're their second dad. So it's important that we make sure they follow through academically and, you know, doing the right thing on and off the field.
In August, you signed a contract extension through the 2016 season to remain at Florida International. How exciting was that for you to know that you have many seasons ahead at the helm of this program?
You know, FIU is a big-time developing program. You know, we're in the top 15 as far as size of or the enrollment of our university.
We're going to 62,000 in about 5 years. We'll be the second or third biggest school in America.
And we're just growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, Mario Cristobal in the football program is doing a great job. Isaiah Thomas in the men's basketball program, just tremendous person, tremendous coach. We hope we're doing our part, you know, in the growth of the athletic program and everything. And, you know, it's a great university. I mean, we have over 190 different academic majors, undergraduate and graduate. We're tops in a lot of programs like international business, hospitality management, engineering, just different things. We've got great schools. We've got a brand new medical school on campus, got a great law school. We bring a lot to the table at FIU academically, you know, for the young men that come to our program.
Now the fall practice is over for you and your team. What will you be up to until late January when preseason practice starts? I understand you just got back from a business trip to Key West.
Well,
we spend about 5 or 6 months working on one of the most gala baseball banquets you'll ever see. We have around 450 people, or we'll have that many. We've had that in the past. Saturday, February the 11th, like we got Lou Piniella as our guest speaker, which we felt like was kind of a grand slam right there and everything. And, you know, we've had Jack McKeon, we've had Buck Showalter, we've had Skip Burtman. We've had some really good speakers over the years, along with Ron Polk. And the speakers are just getting bigger names and better all the time. And we grossed about $155,000 in our banquet last year. And we have to spend a lot of time going out to restaurants and hotels and things like that, getting gift certificates and getting some live auction items and corporate sponsorship money and things like that. But it's, I could be wrong here, I'm not sure, but I think we were pretty close to an NCAA record for the most money brought in a NCAA Division I baseball banquet last year. Maybe not the most of all time, but I think we're pretty close to that anyway.
That's fantastic, Coach. And that's all the time we have for you today. But thank you so much for taking the time down to speak with us here at College Baseball Daily. We wish you and your team the best this upcoming season.
Well, I appreciate you having us on very much. And give us a call anytime.
Remember to join us on the College Baseball Daily team as we cover the full college baseball scene all year long. Visit the website every day for up-to-the-minute news on teams from all across the country. like us on Facebook at facebook.com/collegebaseballdaily. You can also follow us on Twitter at @CB_daily. And also check out our new Google Plus page as well. I'm Nolan Alexander for College Baseball Daily, your number one source for college baseball news.